解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
Bro, this is, I mean, by the time we're releasing this, we probably be sitting like with a lot of different other. Oh, don't cry. What the fuck with you? What's going on, bro? I'm just really emotional because we just launched that thing. Yeah, I really look, I really look forward to seeing where we are going. You know, in 2024, it's. Man, it's been a crazy roller coaster kind of ride in 2023, yeah. Especially at the, you know, towards the end of it, right? I mean, we started out great and yeah. We've bumped into some, you know, some life altering lessons that we learned and and now we're doing great and I want to say
because we've meet a really amazing people in this,
yeah.
In this way.
Yeah.
So with that really emotional part, we are going to start. Mm-hmm. Ama Ape Swago Menu. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is BrosBond.
Bro,
how are you?
We always start with chit-chatting. Fantastic, honestly.
You returned from Shanghai.
Yeah, I returned from Shanghai.
And maybe when we post this episode, you are in Shanghai too.
Shanghai was fun. But I gotta say, one of the trickiest parts, it's...
Did you introduce our podcast to everyone in Shanghai?
Bro, they have to use VPN to check out our shows. But that's one of the things because we are like, even though we are physically in different, you know, regions of the world, but we are still trying to edit, trying to, you know, put subtitles and try to remain that we interact with each other. We check in with each other almost every day, I would say.
Almost
every day, yeah. And is one of the hardest parts.
Meetings, we have a lot of meetings.
Yeah,
we use WeChat for meetings.
WeChat is lovely. But I would say, you know, for like Instagram, YouTube, and any other, you know, so those platforms that are restricted in China. So that's, yeah, that's one of the hard things.
Yeah, really hard.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, what about you, bro?
Talking about the Chinese class, I was freaking out.
Why?
I was host in one competition of my Chinese language center that I assist. The point is, I listen a lot of times. My wife told her professor, Professor Gear, like, Lao Xi, wo ai ni Lao Xi, cha yo Lao Xi, wo ai ni. And when I was in the hosting, I need to present professor because it's like a language competition. The foreigner need to guess the word, guess the hands. So, when I was introduced, have one professor who has two students. Mm-hmm. And of course, I told like a student, professor, if you want to choose one, which can be your first play, can be your second play. Mm-hmm. And the teacher said, no, it's a mimi. And I told, don't worry, teacher. Well, I need Lao Xi. And after that, my professor come to me and told me, Kongor, you can't say, well, I am peering. Mm-hmm. And I say, why? And I say, no, in where you going to show what I need game peering, I need meyo isu. And I was like, wait a minute. Well, like Taiwan, she naga di isu, what thing I or Hendore or peering gave what show, shuai ge. And Pussy Chio, in where was she tuppy at a ring? She in where Pieta Nansing, she shuai ge. So, ni to shuai ge meyo isu. And I was like, analysis, basically, it's the same. Yeah. So I don't feel special now when I call me shuai ge, I don't feel special at all.
I can't deny it.
I win this conversation, right?
It's
basically. If you follow the same idea, if you tell me shuai ge, why do you need to feel special? Because in Peru, you can't say. That's one of the mistakes. When I was in, not exactly mistake, but cultural problem. When I was in Peru, I told my wife, when that one was my girlfriend, no, but we can say my wife. I told, oh, I have a cousin. I have a lot of cousins. Mm-hmm. And she told me, 帅 吗? And I was like, why you ask me if they are handsome or no? You want to flirting with my handsome, with my cousin? Uh-huh. And she told me, no, it's because in Taiwan, just we ask if it's 帅 girl or 不帅 girl. And if you are 帅 girl, we are if you're a little handsome, everybody's going to tell you 帅 girl.
Oh, that hit me. Like, oh, that really hit home. So my sister, ever since she was born, she has always been beautiful. Like, if you say, oh, she's pretty. And me, on the other hand, I was way too overweight for a baby. And yeah. Well, because I told you that I had steroids treatment.
Yeah,
so you right? You basically like inflatable balloons.
Basically, you go to the gym when you was baby. You was hitting the gym.
And I'm telling you, like, the side effects of it, you even get hairy. As hairy. A baby, hairy, like, for steroids.
Whoa! Yeah.
So I was hairy and my face was like full moon and I was kind of like a baby bear like thing. And my sister was like really slim, really cute, really beautiful, uh-huh. and with a lovely personality. Me, on the other hand, I have crazy huge mouth and I just all the time. And so when they come to, you know, when they visit us, all the relatives or all of my mom's friends, they would say, oh, 姐姐好漂亮. And Tyler, cute. Adorable. Really cute. So basically, if someone calls you cute, chances are you're not beautiful. Because, yeah, that's just how it was, like, when I was a kid. Like, I've never been complimented, like, oh, you're really good looking, you're eye candy, or you're handsome.
So my question is for you, because we know that your mom, if you have an ugly kid, uh-huh. and it's your kid,
yeah.
would you call, oh, you are handsome? I asked this to my wife, and my wife told me really strong, and I have a strong opinion about that. Okay, let me ask you first. Would you rather to call your kid, oh, you are the most handsome in the world. You are the... why you love me?
I would.
You would?
Yeah.
You should. You yeah, need
because
to.
It's my kid.
It's your kid.
Yeah, it's the most precious being.
Basically, you don't need
world.
To. You don't need to think twice. You should be. Yeah. You need to. Because you need to grow out the confidence of your kid. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you one thing. When we are kids, we are ugly. We are ugly. when we grow up, it's in the moment we start to be more beautiful. So
oh, yeah.
I can tell you, bro, that I can't say that, but no beautiful that you can consider a non-beautiful girl in your class, mm-hmm. probably is going to be one of the best beautiful.
You're going to have the best glow up.
Yeah, best glow up. And you later, you are going to pay her OnlyFans. So,
I believe that because I, not a huge glow up, but I think I also had the glow up. I was so
100%.
I was so disrespectfully ugly when I was a kid.
But now you are handsome, bro.
Because when I was born, my mouth was so wide, and in Taiwanese culture, I think like we like it really tiny mouth. And when I cried, I was like that. And my mom, my mom went to check on me, and my mom was like, oh my god. No, that's not my kid. That's not my kid. And
nurse, nurse, where is the nurse? Where is the doctor? Send me the proof.
Can I get that refund? I would like to return this baby.
But well, lovely conversation. Mm-hmm. But now it's start to the topic of today.
Oh yes.
Today we have a lot of questions, right, Tyler?
Yes. Today we prepare a list of altogether 305 questions, and we're gonna also put the link down in there below.
So you can play
with your friends, with your family, and this is a really awesome way to get to know them better. You know, how they're mentally doing and their spiritual or like even their intellectual levels. Yeah.
How they're mentally doing? What do you mean?
I mean, like how they see things, how they perceive the whole world.
How the perspective of each person, the point of view.
It's super fun. Well, some questions are really lighthearted and some are more serious and some are more even, I would say, philosophical. So,
okay.
So what we're going to do is you have like a random pick number machine. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to go one Concord, one Tyler, and...
Well, let me close the porn.
Yeah, okay. We're good. Ooh, I'm excited. You pick first.
Okay, I pick first. 105.
105. Okay. If you could be any animal, what would you be and why? Don't say Python.
What?
Because you always brag about having a big dick. So don't say Python. Don't say snake. Just please.
Oh, well, I have a two option. Wolf.
Okay.
Or horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Horse, because in Peru, we have a typical dance that is in base of the move of the horse. So I like, since I was a kid, I saw the horse like it's a really beautiful animal. Beautiful animal, beautiful thing, beautiful and super elegant, and it's super delicate. If one horse have one small problem in the leg, the horse died. Basically don't have a second chance. You need to be healthy 100%. So the people who take care of the horse spend a lot of money. And that's one of the reasons. If I reach, I will have horse in my house. If I reach.
Yes.
I would like to be a horse.
Basically, rich people try golf or horse riding.
Yes. But this is one of the sport of that. Yeah. Wolf is because... Well, wow, this is not a Q&A question, but I can tell you that I love to have my own time alone. I want to be a lonely...
You're a lone wolf.
Listen, but I'm in the two ways, because I love to stay alone, but when I, with my team, like you, I can give my life for you. I can give my life for my team. My team is first. Yeah, it's my team. It's my team.
Okay,
and that's what I expect in the team. Okay. That because if I can give my life for you, I expect you give my life, your life for me.
Oh, gotcha.
What is a quirk of your that few people know about you? Quirk.
What's a quirk?
Quirk
of yours that few people know about. Quirk.
What is quirk?
See, this is now the English learning time. The definition of someone having a quirk is an unusual habit or type of behavior that you have. That's something that is strange or unexpected.
I know one.
One of mine?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
One of my quirks. Okay, what is mine?
You do poo-poo in every place that you wait. If you feel nervous.
Oh. Yeah, it's... Yes, when I feel nervous, when I'm in a new, strange, unfamiliar environment, the first thing I want to do is to go poo. And that never fails.
Yeah.
Yeah, that never fails.
I don't want to ask you, but if you did poo-poo in my home, but I'm so happy if you did.
I did.
What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night?
What do you mean you up? I mean, why you give you hard?
What keeps you up at night?
What keeps you wake up, basically?
Honestly, my dream.
Your dream?
What I mean is my daydream, my lucid dream. Oh. Not the dream when I'm asleep.
And what is your dream?
Usually, all the ideas that I want to try. Deja vu, all the ideas I want to try with you. I don't mean that in a sexual...
Bro, this is coming weird.
No.
Basically, you tell me that when you are wake up at night, just you are thinking about all things you want to try with me.
No, but not in a sexual or not even close to romantically way. Not in a romantic way. I mean, like...
Next question.
Impossible to overstate that. Well, for me, it's the crazy good ideas that I want to try.
Let me fix your words.
Okay, let's rephrase that.
Let me fix. You keep at night. The thing that keeps you at night is thinking in the way to make your dreams real.
Yeah, that. Who was the last person you call? And
phone
what,
call?
Yeah, and what did you talk about?
My mother. No, the last person was you. I called you today.
Told you.
I called you today. I called you like open the door. No, I called you to buy me a lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, always. He has to have someone to look after him. It's got to be me. This is a burden of sweetness.
Has a piece of media. Book, film, play, song, etc. ever changed the way you thought about the world? Wow.
Yes, a book.
Wow, book. You read books?
What a shock, right? Tyler reads book. So I read this book. It's not...
What is the name of the book?
The name of the book is Thinking Fast and Slow, I believe, by a great gray-haired man. I'm so sorry. I don't remember the author's name. But the book title is Thinking Fast and Slow. And in one particular chapter, he talks about attention, which I've always have really low confidence when it comes to, because if I do things, doesn't matter how easy, how not demanding it is, I can only do things one at a time. So I always really envy, and you know, I look up to people who can actually do things like simultaneously, like multitask. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then until I've always thought that that's probably like a something that I lack. I don't have that skill. I don't have the ability to take care of a lot of things at the same time, until I read his book. And then he basically talked about you can only have, let's say, attention. You can only have 100% of your attention. You got to have to divide that. So if you are able to multitask, chances are, let's say you're doing three things at the same time, chances are it's not that demanding. So you use 60%, 20-20. That's why you can do. So for example, if I'm on the passenger seat, you're driving on an empty road, right? We will be having conversation. So you would be driving and having conversation with me, right? Because it's not that demanding. But let's say if a lot of scooter are on your left side and you're trying to make a left, sharp left turn, mm-hmm. at that moment, I will not talk to you. I will shut up because I know that it's probably not a good idea to talk to you at that sharp left turn. And also, I might just automatically assume that you won't be listening when you're trying to make that turn, because mm-hmm. it requires more attention to try to do that. So yeah, that really changed how I view myself. Mm-hmm. Like I started to have more confidence where I understand that I just can't do that. I can't divide my attention, which is fine. I do things 100% at a time. Might be slower, but yeah. How long do you think you could survive in a remote forest with no tools?
Oh, 1 year.
Bullshit!
Yes, 1 year.
With no tools in a forest.
Yeah, 1 year.
For me, probably less than a week.
I think 1 year, because I'm really good to finding and create new things. Uh-huh. So maybe I can survive. But if maybe I'm going to be unlucky guy and get one infection, I really don't have the knowledge to create one antibiotic or something, or recognize. I'm not a botanic guy. Mm-hmm. So I think for my first 6 months will be try to take care of myself and take care of everything. But I know in one point of the life you are going to get one infection in the forest part. So yeah, my probably is 1 year. 6 months I'm going to go inside like
less than a week, I am for sure I'm gonna die. And I already know the cause of death. It could be one of the three. First, starvation. Second, dehydration. And the third one is no access to air conditioning.
But you can drink water from a plant. You know, the plant is the best way how to drink. You cook one plant, and you need to take care of course, because half of some plants.
There's a lot of bacteria. So, yeah, like you say, it might also lead to infection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I try to maybe 1 year.
I have a really...
And I'm a really optimist guy. 1 year. Your turn.
Okay, my turn. The controlling work husband.
Do you have... Do you have any inherent talent?
Probably language.
The language.
Especially listening skills. I would say it's not difficult for me to identify certain sounds of it, even though I probably might not be able to correctly pronounce it. But after I listen once, twice, three times, I know what it means without having to go through dictionaries, without having to actually learn that language if I hear it like repeated to me.
Actually, that's a really good talent. I mean, a lot of people, I try to learn another language, but it's really difficult for me. I mean, it's not inherent talent for me. But you have a really good talent. A lot of people say that your Hangwen, mm-hmm. your Korean is really good.
Yeah, but
and
honestly,
you sound like a native Korean.
I'm just really good at faking one.
Oh, basically, your inherent talent is you are a faker.
Yeah, especially with voices and
are you a faker
languages.
Lover?
I could be. Careful, I'm a heartbreaker.
But I think that's the opposite. I think you are easy to the people.
I'm very easy to be from.
Bring your hair.
Oh, speaking of love, the other day I watched this. I was watching this balance game. It's a really fun little game. And one question stuck in my mind. I couldn't, even up until right now, I can make the decision. So it's picking one between two.
Okay.
One is you love the love of your life. The love of your life. For a long time, but then you have to separate. You have to let go of her 10 years before you die. Or you don't meet your love of life until the very end of your life. Let's say when you're in your 60. Maybe you get to live until you're 80. Or you can love that person, but then 10 years before you die, she's not going to be there.
Man, that's hard.
I prefer the first one.
That she'll be gone?
She will be gone 10 years before I die.
Okay, why?
If I know that before,
you're a little bit of gin tonic.
Gin tonic?
But alcohol free.
I need to drive, bro. I like the idea to give my whole life to my wife. My whole big moment, good moment, bad moment to my wife. And I prefer she gone with that idea, with that faith, with that memories. And I will never... It's just made me cry to the idea about that. My wife maybe one day will be... Look me, died and cried. I don't want I don't want she present that. So I prefer give my whole life to her. And 10 years before I know I'm going to die, leave her to live in peace. Mm-hmm. And just died. It's not difficult for me.
But your final 10 years...
I prefer my final 10 years give to myself or give to another person who maybe need that. Because have a lot of people, they don't have this person who really listen to you. So I prefer, maybe it's not my wife. So I prefer to give my whole big moments to my wife. And have 10 years before died, give to the world my 10 years and died.
That's alone. Really interesting. Yeah. It's a really whole new different way of thinking it, because the other day I was talking to my friend and she's reaching 40s, I would say. And then I told her, like, so are you getting married? And she said, yeah, I'm trying to find someone before it's too late. And I said, okay, well then are you actively looking for someone? She said, yeah. And I said, okay, what are your, like, what's your ideal type? And I talked about some, like, the external looks and their personality wise. And she said, well, I'm reaching 40. So far, I just need to find... I think at this point, I just need to find a man who is willing to change my diaper when I'm sick and old and will not leave me. And say, okay, that's great. Yeah, someone who is willing to, you know, stick by your side. Someone who's seen your worst moment, but still decide to, you know, to be with you. I think that's, yeah.
So let me ask you, what about you?
For me, yeah, I would also prefer the first one, I would say. Yeah,
it's because you listen to me, or it's because you have this previous idea before to...
No, I had the previous idea like 10 years before I die. Because, well, if you say, like, realistically thinking, I'm 26 right now, right? So 10 years before I die, let's say if I get to live till 100, that's decades that we get to spend together. But if we reunite at the very end of it, bro, I'm 80 years old. I'll probably be in a wheelchair.
What about is you're going to die when you have a 46? Basically, it's the middle, 10-10.
If it's the middle of it? Well, honestly, then probably the answer might change. Because if I get to reunite with her when I was 30, then I have 16 years, right? But by the time, I'll probably be financially more stable. And then if I know I'll be dying at 46, I can spend all the money and then we can travel around the world. It'll be different. Yeah. Try to, yeah, live to the fullest.
Interesting.
Okay, everyone. So let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
And also you.
The final question.
Yeah, the final question. Yeah.
Okay. Golden, the $100 question. $100.
The golden question is, here goes. Would you rather know when exactly you would die or how exactly you're going to die?
Okay. Everybody in your home, everybody who's listening to this podcast, please think really carefully about this question.
Yeah.
I have my answer.
Okay.
I have my strong answer.
Me too.
Okay. I would like to know just you can choose one, right?
So, let's do that. 1, 2, 3, and then you yell out it's when or how. Okay.
When or how. How. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
When.
Oh! Bro, I don't know if this is going to happen to say it.
Okay.
First, I will.
Why is it when?
Because I'm going to. I really want to die sleeping in my house.
Okay.
Okay, it's my house, or maybe in the combi, or I don't know, in the bus, in whatever. Uh-huh. But I want to sleep. I don't want to feel pain. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when. If you tell me, okay, you're going to die, for example, 2024, the 1st of January, at the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do my whole stuff until that day. And 11, I eat some pills that make me asleep. And yes, asleep. And okay. I don't feel pain. Mm-hmm. What about you?
For me, knowing how you die, it's interesting. But it's either there could be some different options, like either it's a sudden death or it's you have chronic disease, right? So I would rather know when exactly you're gonna die so I can plan beforehand, kind of like you. But I wouldn't, like, let's say you want to
stay wake up, you want, yeah, to see how you die.
Yeah, let's say, no, if I get hit by a car at a certain point in the future, or if I do something and then it caused me to die.
I prefer like the mind, because if I'm sleeping in my house and I going to die like a hit by a car, mm-hmm, I really want to know how a fucking car go to my to my house. It's really interesting, no?
Yeah. But yeah, I would say I would like to know when, so then I can really, when,
but no,
really,
but you
goodbye.
Say when?
Yeah, I say when.
But you say you want to know how too.
I'd say it would be really interesting, but yeah, uh-huh, if I have to choose between the two, I would choose when. When?
But if you have the option to choose both in the real life, would you like to choose?
How, because, is that possible?
I mean, that was a hypothetical question. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But what happened if it's real? Would you like to know?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Yeah, me too. I will, but I just would like to know that when.
Nothing and you're more. Gonna make sure that I will be sleeping.
yeah. Okay, everybody, it's me, Concur.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is BrosBond. Bye bye.
And I'm pretty sure by now you guys already know that, like, subscribe, share, and hit the notification bell. So yeah, that is all. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Studio 307, 灯光美、气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟。需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看，这里 Studio 307，很赞。